Can hummingbirds dream? Artist Miranda Jones thinks they can and do, especially when she has a close encounter with the tiny bird that changes everything. The hummer tried to see, but couldn't seem to open his eyes.
Open. Open.
He tried again, but his eyelids wouldn't respond. Now he tried to move.
Move. Move.
He tried again, but his wings wouldn't respond either. Dimly, he heard the deep rumble of human sound, its incomprehensible waves and dips, like a dark ocean into which he'd fallen. If only he could get his wings to move, his eyes to open. Everything had gone dark, though he knew it should still be day. Or had he somehow lost his way? Flown into a cave? No, never. He knew his territory, stayed at his post dutifully. He knew then all was well. He'd done all things perfectly.
Trust. No.
Miranda heard the murmur of voices across the garden as it seemed to crescendo, a combination of concern and sadness. A man's voice said,
"Pretty little thing. Too bad there's nothing we can do."
A younger man's voice countered,
"Maybe we should call someone."
Across the garden, she saw the group of people, Mr. and Mrs. Lyme, plus another couple her own age, a well-built man standing beside an attractive woman with frosted hair. Lyme woman spoke next.
"Oh, just throw it away!"
Miranda leapt from her bench. Hurrying over to the group gathered around the felled bird, she exclaimed,
"No!"
When he's injured, she's desperate to save him. Sensing the tiny injured bird that wings its way into her world still lives, she paints the creature's dream garden and seems to reach into his very heart. Part of the Milford Haven saga, this story stands alone as a painter's adventure on California's gorgeous Central Coast. Don't miss this story that will open your eyes and touch your heart.